Hi everyone, welcome to the B2B Sales Podcast. I'm Thibaut.
And I'm Ara.
Every second and fourth week of the month, we interview thought leaders, experts, or top performers in B2B sales.
During 30 to 45 minutes, we will deep dive into topics like modern prospection, pipeline management tactics, or innovative sales tools to help you navigate the complex world of B2B sales.
We're on a mission to change the way society sees sales. This profession is one of the most rewarding ever, yet many people are afraid to do sales or they choose this career by default.
So get ready for your dose of sales wisdom and enjoy the show.
Hi everyone and welcome to this new episode of the B2B Sales Podcast. Today I'm receiving a very special guest that I met a few weeks ago at an event called Sales Master in Berlin. He's actually very interesting because he uses a lot of hacks on call outreach and social selling. So please everyone, welcome Avin Zatulowski.
We actually connected pretty quickly, right? After the Sales Masters event, we follow up. So I'm super happy to be here to contribute some of the knowledge to the community. And Hopefully you guys will like it.
Yeah, I'm sure they will like it actually. So just to give a small intro, so like you actually got in touch with me by sending me a video on LinkedIn. So we discovered a bunch of new things recently on that. And so the idea for you is to talk about like how to land customer medium with enterprise C-level with social selling. Yeah. But before we go, can you maybe tell us a bit more about yourself and where you're coming from and what you're doing right
sure.
now?
Sure. So quickly about myself, my name is Arvin Zatulowski. I'm currently working at a company called Gameloft. If you guys probably never heard about Gameloft, you probably play one of our games, either when you were young or even now on your mobile phone. So what we do, we are a world biggest mobile app developer for games, so mobile entertainment. Mm-hmm. On this side, and on the other side, we're one of the biggest publishers. Media publisher. So basically what we do, we are working together with some of the biggest brands worldwide. So brands from FMCG, automotive, give you a few names, Unilever, Procter & Gamble, Mercedes-Benz, etc. Mm-hmm. And we advertise their products within our games as an advertising, as you'll see on YouTube. Okay. So my job is actually to go after CMOs, after heads of media, and to convince them to spend some budgets with us. My background generally, I've been doing sales since the last six, 7 years. All the roles that I did sales, I was full circle sales manager, I think you can call it like that. So basically responsible from the first touch, from prospecting to the deal close. Mm-hmm. So basically a combination of SDR and AE. And was super successful since then. Was also in a management role, so managed small teams. Throughout all my sales career, if you can say so, I was always intrigued by, how can you break through the noise and land more meetings? How can you be different than the rest? Because those who are different, according to my experience, are more successful ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
just like that I totally agree with you. And actually I've seen a bunch of guys that I also invited to the podcast. I won't say more about them, but there's a lot of people who are really good at that. And still the vast majority of people who are doing sales are insanely not good at outreach. And it's, that's why we also invited you. So like about your framework, you wrote something on LinkedIn, like a post on like doing kind of a smart selling. Just tell me about your framework and typically how you approach, because selling to CMOs is like one of the toughest thing ever, because these people are always prospected and everyone wants to sell to them. So tell me how you do that.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's put this way. I will tell you how I would do it, because I cannot really share exactly how I'm doing it because of the relationship we have with big brands and the GDPR. So let's assume that I am working for a company, and I will really brief you and give you all the hacks and the whole process so our listeners can copy paste and apply it and see results fast, hopefully. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Before that, I will just tell you how I see social sales and why, what are the main things I'm using it for. So basically social selling for me, it's a combination between the Sales Navigator and LinkedIn. where the Sales Navigator is more of a database, BI, and engagement tool, but also reaching out tool with Point Drive and emails. And the LinkedIn is more of the social CRM system, right? And also touch points. And touch point by touch points, I mean, you know, tools that you can use to reach out to your prospects. Okay. So video, voice, text, etc. So what I would do, so let's imagine I'm working in a company that our clients are big enterprises, right? And I'm going after CMOs and CEOs. I would start to build my pipeline with the Sales Navigator first. So I would have a list of the companies I want to go after. I would mark those companies and the decision makers with those companies, and you can do it by listing them. Okay. So let's say I would do CMO with, let's say, Adidas, head of media at Adidas, and one or two brand managers.
Okay.
So first you create your list of all the companies you want to go after. If you're selling to enterprises, you know that they are not million companies. They are 100, maybe 200 companies you want to go after in Germany, with that in, within the size of your company that you want to go after. So listing the companies, creating accounts of the prospect companies, and then listing decision makers within those companies, that's the first step. If you're using Salesforce or HubSpot, you can right away create a pipeline out of it, right? Because you can synchronize the Sales Navigator and your CRM system. So you achieve two things here. Pipeline generating and also listing the accounts you want to go after.
Okay.
Next step is actually start receiving data. If you use Sales Navigator, you will see live the shares and whatever your prospects are doing that you marked on LinkedIn, what they're sharing, what kind of achievements the company had. Maybe they're recruiting someone, maybe they have questions. So I'll start engaging with them. The idea here is basically to build FaceTime, right? You want them, you want to introduce yourself to them to create this awareness about yourself, about your company. So if they share something interesting, like it. If you have something to contribute to whatever they share, put a nice comment there. Build value for them. And just start doing it. Start interacting. Start understanding. You'll achieve a couple of things. You'll start understanding the world as well. You know, what are they proud of? What kind of environment they are in? What events they're going? All of this is very valuable data to understand about your target accounts. Next step, I would follow all of them, right? All the decision makers I want to follow, and it takes a little bit of work. So just start following them. For this, you need to use the LinkedIn. So as soon as you use LinkedIn, since this is your second touch point. So first touch point is the engagement. As I said, interaction, liking, commenting, value sharing. Second one is following. So they will receive an email notification. They'll also receive it under the notification that somebody's following them. So can this is first,
One little question on the following. So that's inside of LinkedIn, not Sales Navigator, right?
This is inside of LinkedIn, yeah.
Okay, as much as and it's not a connection request, it's just a following point, right?
Exactly, it's just a following.
Yeah. Okay.
What you want to do with those touch points is basically to make them aware about you and about your company. Because comparison to cold calling or cold approaches, email call approaches, people don't know you. People never heard about you. Your success rate to get a reply, or even to reach, if you're using cold calling to your prospect, if it's CEOs, you can forget about it. You have the gatekeepers. He's always busy.
Yeah.
And when you reach out to them, you know what's your chance to really get the appointment with this person? You probably lose a lot of. You probably hear a lot of no's on the way. So basically, losing a lot of accounts that are not interesting to get in touch with you.
Yeah.
With social selling, you are actually creating a relationship and you are making yourself visible to them. So you are setting up the ground before you pitch to them.
Yeah.
And that's very important.
Yeah, I have a question. So you told about like this kind of list that you do, and obviously it's very different what you're suggesting to do to kind of follow people and look for engagement and just like take your phone or email and send like prepared cadences. So it obviously takes a bit more time. And so do you suggest people to do it like you know, how many kind of people should they follow? Because it's very hard to predict, you know, like if someone is going to actually post something or if they're going to like something. So how do you manage this kind of uncertainty in your outreach?
Yeah. So what I do is when you create account, when you list companies, right? Let's say you go after 100 top companies you want to go after, and you save within those companies the CMOs under each account.
Yeah,
I think the best way is to illustrate it, actually. You can right away see if this CMO is active on LinkedIn, right? If they even following your company, if you're big enough, they might even follow your company, which is the first coolest lead. They're already aware of you. Mm-hmm. You can right away start getting in contact with them. So I would suggest to identify those CMOs who are really following you. Posting a lot. I call them the little LinkedIn stars. You know, they proud of them, right? They have a lot of posts and they posting themselves. So they're active on LinkedIn. They see actually LinkedIn as a platform where vendors and sellers interact. Mm-hmm. Vendors and advertisers.
Yeah.
So start with them, start engaging with them. And those who are not active, right? And a lot of German traditional companies are like that. So that are not, you know, part of international, that have like their HQ in Germany, they just have a LinkedIn profile and that's mm-hmm. all. They don't post anything. They just dead. The profile is dead. Still follow them, add them on LinkedIn right away. You can add them after you follow them. Mm-hmm. So they get at least this notification about you. Some of them will even check your profile, which is good. So make sure that your profile is optimized toward your company value, right? Mm-hmm. Or the value of your company to your prospects and not about you. A lot of salespeople still have this, you know, I did this and that in the company, and that's not going to contribute to your prospects' knowledge about your company when they visit your profile. Mm-hmm. So to your question, if the person is not really active on LinkedIn, which fortunately not the case of my activities and my prospects, you can still please do the touch point. So follow, connect, at least they will see this connection request. They'll be aware of your name and then you can send them an email. If they accepted you, you can right away record a video. Depends. Now here you can play a little bit. You can record a voicemail, you can record a video, you can send a point drive presentation. Make sure that it's very tailored to the person. Don't just pitch, just continue sharing value. The good part is that you can see if your message or video or voicemail has been seen by the prospect, right? LinkedIn has the small logo of the person's face to record that it was like WhatsApp those days. So your message has been there. So you already build an awareness in a way. It's much better than sending a cold email where your person is not aware of you at all, about your company.
Yeah, exactly.
So we can speak about it hours, to be honest. There are a lot of hacks and a lot of ways that work. I would just keep this basically very basic, right? Just so people will understand the value of LinkedIn. And then when they start using it, they will see themselves how valuable it is to their business.
Yeah, exactly. And if I can add something on LinkedIn, so, you know, I've been starting to be active and post on LinkedIn, I think a month and a half ago. So beginning of November. Mm-hmm. And I'm super surprised about the results. So I put that into my newsletter where I talk about it. I generated like 6 hot leads by just posting sales tips. So I think like just being active on LinkedIn, but even if you don't post too much, but like really using this platform is insane. It's something that we never had before. If you look at old movies about sales, they were basically killing each other for leads. And now we have like a sea of leads and so many ways to approach them. So I think, LinkedIn is like, is really insane. And in Europe, especially, people don't really use it like they do in the US, because they're a bit more advanced in the US. So there's so much space to use on LinkedIn. And whenever you use, let's say, voicemails, for example, which is something I do a lot now, it's like in WhatsApp, when you use the app and you're connecting with someone, you can just record like a voicemail. It's super efficient. You know, I talked to a lot of influencers like that, got them on the podcast. Just by sending a small voicemail, and as you know, it's like it's a small blue line with like a play button, and so like no one can actually resist hitting that play button. So it's something very very different.
Exactly, Exactly, and I agree with you. So LinkedIn and the Sales Navigator, they offer you so many weapons. Now, weapons, I mean it positively, of course, in your arsenal to get your message across. So how I see it, you know, matching all those touch points. Touch points are mini sales messages, right, to the prospect, and which build an awareness of your company. So when you start the first process, which is, as I said at the beginning, you add them and then you start engaging with them. You know, do it for a week first. This is the introduction, basically, right? This is like who I am. That they see your face, they see your name, they see your company. Some of them, as I said, will visit your profile, some will not. And then after you follow up with them, following them and then add some of them and they add you back, and they also hacks how to do it very successfully. I have like 80% adding back. So people accepting my invitation, and I speak about, you know, very busy people. And then you can send them the why you're reaching out, right? The why. Yeah. So they're aware of you. You're building it step by step. With CMOs and C-level, is very important. If they feel that they are part of some database, unpersonalized emails, right? If you, as you said at the beginning, you just put it in a CRM and, you know, maybe you personalize their name and then just the rest. If they just feel it that they are some kind of database and you didn't take your time to really understand their pain and their issues and didn't make it different, you know, cutting through the noise in this way, they will never reply to you. They get tons of emails. They get tons of cold calls. Their secretaries know how to handle salespeople, believe me. Social selling and what I'm actually telling now, that's something that works very, very well. That took me a few years, well, 2 years to develop. Well, basically, this is the why, right? And as you said, you send a voicemail or you make a video or you write a text. You can also use gifts, for example. You know, if you can even follow up. It's Monday, put a nice funny gift about Monday. You can say, hey, this is how my Monday looks like, and something funny, like you are on a coffee or whatever. And then you can follow up with the email after that. If the data that LinkedIn shows you show that your prospect didn't see your message, right? So if you send messages and the prospect is, you know, doesn't react to them, you can always anchor the messages you send on LinkedIn and connect them to your email. Say, I'm not sure if you connected, if you're not sure if you're using email to LinkedIn too much, wanted still to follow up with an email and explain what I initially recorded the video about.
And so you said, like, when you do like connection requests, you get around 80% of people accepting it. Do you add like a personalized message or not?
So always. So you cannot, you don't have too many tabs. I think you have 180, right?
It's 300 characters, I think.
Okay, 300. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you don't have too much of them. So you need to make it very focused. What I do is normally it depends what kind of prospect is. If somebody that we are working with their competitors with, you can mention their competitors actually, working with them very successfully. And it should be true, right? And then you can say, hey, I just wanted to explore how successful we can be with you as well. And then you just ask them, hey, is it okay to connect? Give them the power to decide if they want to connect with you. But make your message very curious enough for them to connect and to learn more.
Yeah, exactly. And so you said like you have this kind of invitation, then you have like a why, as you said, and maybe a message, an email. So like a typical sequence, how many, let's say, steps you would add into your social sequence? And what would be the number of days you wait or hours you wait in between each other?
So basically give CMOs or C-level, not only C-level, basically to everyone, at least 5 days between your outreaches. They are very busy. You don't want to seem like you are selling. That's the thing that most of people that use LinkedIn are interpret wrong. So they think that it's a platform they can sell. Yeah. If they're feeling that you're trying to sell them something and you're too persistent, they will just ignore you. You can forget about it. You just kill all your chance. It's like dating, right? Don't be too obvious. So 5 days between the messages, make sure you use different tools. And again, based on the data you have from LinkedIn, where did they see your video, right? You can see that. If you use, like, you know, if you send it via LinkedIn, you can see that the small icon of their face. Maybe they didn't watch the video itself. Maybe they just aware that you send them a video, but you can anchor this with your email. You can send them an email. And if you use HubSpot, we don't use HubSpot, we use something other tool. But I remember when I was using HubSpot a few years ago, you could see if your email was open. So you can send them an email explaining them the video you recorded, what's the value again, and then you see if the prospect was is aware of that again. Mm-hmm. Which leads you, if you still didn't get a reply, right? And I can talk about emails later, which is a very powerful tool, because when you send emails, LinkedIn reminds them to follow-ups for you. You're aware of that, right?
I didn't know, actually.
That's a cool, yeah. So if you send an email, the prospect is really not reachable, nothing. You want to try right away to sell to them because you have something really valuable and you don't want to wait too long, right? You send an email, and if they didn't reply, LinkedIn will follow up on them, mm-hmm. send them a notification on LinkedIn and say, hey, the email from Arvind is waiting for you since, let's say, I don't know what, December the 13th.
Okay.
And reply. So that's powerful. And just the last thing which you can do always, you can pick up the phone. But at least in this situation, when you pick up the phone, it's not a cold call anymore. The prospect is aware of you. You know it because the data says so, right?
Exactly.
And they could say, I am busy. So you have full confidence to call the person. You're just following up. You want to know if they're sick, if they're dead, if they want to know some more. You come with value. And if you share enough value through your outreaches, let's say cases, really valuable things that they care about, there is no shame to start calling. And you will get very strong ROI on the calling itself. Yeah. But that's the last part I would do. Okay. I usually get, after the first or second message already a reply.
Okay. So just to summarize, if there was for people who are listening to us, if they were to build a sequence, they could do first they have this kind of observation phase where they kind of follow people. They try to get some insight on them. When they get this insight, then they connect with the customized message. Then if the answer, like if the person answers or accepts the invitation, then they explain why they connected. Then, you wait for, so in between each step, you wait for basically a week, like 5 days. Then they send an email, and then they would finish with a call. That's what a sequence would look like for you, right?
Exactly. So for me, it's more, exactly. So that could be a cadence that you can use, sequence. Mm-hmm. For me, it's more gut feeling, how much I see that or I feel that the prospect is aware of me. So for example, if they like one of my comments, right? One of my comments or one of my things that I share on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. You know that they are aware of you because people will not comment on a stranger unless it's, unless you saw it, you talk to someone, especially high level people. They don't have time for that.
Yeah.
They are very much focused on their environment, the people they know. So for me, it's a gut feeling, basically. I can use a tool send certain message after 2 days, then follow up with an email or a call. It's a gut feeling, but you can definitely start testing that. And then it's also be a gut feeling for you. I would say there is no silver bullet here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think it's in prospection. It's always about it's really about personalizing what you're doing and doing it at the right time. And we never had so many clues on that actually. So there's also have you heard about G2?
G2?
Yeah,
G2. Yeah,
so the kind of database, it's kind of TripAdvisor for B2B, I call that. And what they do, so when you reference your company there, you have customer reviews and testimonials, and they basically have a way to find when people visit their website, let's say they can sell you a database of people who are looking, for example, for advertisers like Gameloft, or they're looking for ad space into games, for example. Or for me, it would be sales training. And you can buy this kind of database and know exactly who is actually looking for at what time this kind of training. So there's so much data you can access. So G2 is obviously, you have to pay in quite a crazy amount for that. Mm-hmm. But we never had so much information before. There's so much, clues you can, the social networks are giving us. Mm-hmm. So I think it's it would be really stupid to just stick to cold call only. And as you said, for me, I always like to say I've never done a cold call in my life, because I've always cold call people actually when I sent them emails or I saw what I was talking about, and you can reference that when you actually start the call. So it's more to actually disarm, let's say, the fears you have doing cold calling than to actually using the argument against them. So I think it's pretty cool.
Exactly, and I can add to this more. I mean, if you are based on your all of your outbound reaches on cold call and email, think what kind of harm you do to your SDRs, right? I mean, first of all, we live in a world where we have millennials, so to say, right? Millennials are a little bit lazy. They don't want to do, and I experience it myself with some teams that I work with. They don't want to call. They're just afraid. Of course, it depends on your recruiting. If you recruited cold callers, fine, but the turnover of your SDRs will be high. If you know they're just gonna get 80 calls a day, 78 rejections, and 2 meetings, how long can they do that? Exactly. So why do you want to use a dumb phone in a time where you have a smartphone, and you can leverage all the data you have? You can empower your SDRs to be super creative. You can give them a lot of weapons, right? Yeah. All these emails and voicemails and videos. They can start interacting. They can start building their own brand and your company brand online within the prospects. And then, of course, they can always pick up the phone, but then at least they are super confident that the prospect is aware of you. And what only they need to do is just to ask, hey, do you need any more information about that? Or are you now busy? Or can we? It's much more powerful and empowering and makes your team be more creative than just using cold calls and dismotivate your team. And then again, just last thing to add, you are calling 80 companies, right? Let's say you get a lot of no's, some of them you didn't reach out, but eventually some people get pissed off, some people will not want to talk to you. Why do you want to lose those accounts? You could just, tag them on LinkedIn, Sales Navigator, and start building a relationship with them. And believe me, I never had someone telling me, hey, why are you calling me after all the touch points? People are aware of you. Most of the time, the excuse was, I was super busy. Sorry, we have a Q4, or I was on holiday, or my wife definitely interested. Yeah, I wanted to get back to you, but then I was overflowed with emails. And it always works. So basically, it's almost 100%. Yeah. And it's cool. Okay. Then again, this strategy can be also applied to others. So it does not need to be C-level enterprise sales. It can be like, take a Coach Hub, I think, right? There's a new cool startup in Berlin. They are going after HR managers. So why don't you just tag all of them? You don't even need to create company. Just tag all the HR managers within the companies of the headcount you're going after. And just write under keyword coaching. See how many mentioned coaching or did something coaching previously. And this is a hack now, right? Previously in their previous jobs or current jobs. And you can already have a list of leads you can start building relationship with, even calling them right away, because they did something with coaching. They're probably aware that coaching is very important for their employees. This is just a small hack you can apply with Sales Navigator.
Okay. Yeah. So just basically finding context, things you can reference, and to show that you actually did your research, and you're just like, it's not another cold email into a big database, right?
Exactly. Okay. I mean, when did the last time did you respond to such an email? You were part of the database. Somebody just personalized your name and just send you something. And
for me, I almost never answer to that. So except when people are really like aggressive, I just say no, stop, forget me. But when someone is doing a proper outreach and I just don't need it, I answer immediately. I say, hey, good email here, good job. Just not interested, but keep the good work. I think it's important to show SDRs that they are doing a great job, otherwise they will just do something else.
Exactly. This is how you want to be treated. And especially, as again, C-levels, and you're not, I'm not a C-level, but imagine C-levels, they are powerful people. They also have a lot of responsibility on their shoulders. Each mistake they do might affect the company. So you definitely need to personalize. You definitely need to build a strong relationship. It doesn't need to, go to drink with them at the event. You can just use the LinkedIn Sales Navigator and then the LinkedIn. And as soon as they're connected to you, you can just start sharing, connect to your marketing, start sharing relevant posts about them. You can even tag them if you're in a good relationship with them. Just tag them, hey, check this out, relevant to your current project. And their network will see it. Other CMOs will see it. And this can have this snowball effect. But that's already different approach. We can talk about it.
Okay. And so we're approaching to the end of the time we have. So do you have any maybe few hacks that you recently discovered and that worked really well for you that you could share with the audience?
Yeah, so the hacks is what I just shared with Coach Hub, right? You go after all of your people who you want to reach out to, or companies, and you just can put in keywords something that related to what you're selling. You can also create a video, a mass video. So for example, you want to go after all the, I don't know what, sales team leaders in Germany, and you just can create a video and say Alex, and then you can send all the people who their name is Alex the same video.
Okay,
so instead of creating a new video for each person, so that's at one hack. Yeah, that's basically it. So I mean, there are a lot of hacks where we can talk about it, but there's not too much time about it.
So you could say, for example, you have a video where you talk about different content, and there's this kind of main content video, and then say, hi, Alex. And then you could say, hi, Thibaut, hi, XYZ. And
exactly.
Then you kind of like cut, and you put that to all the Alex and okay.
So there's this, or you can just record one video, Alex, and then you're reaching out to Alex, who you are, why you're reaching out, one minute video. Source all the Alexes within the sales navigator, and then send them all the same video.
Okay.
So they for them it will be personalized, for you will be lesser work to do.
Yeah.
And then start with another name, Tina.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can hoping that the people have like common names, because if you look for Thibaut in Germany, you're not gonna find many. Okay, and so if people want to talk to you or to get in touch with you, where can they find you?
Yeah, they can find me on LinkedIn. Just put Arvin Tsatulovsky with Z.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing, we are recruiting a talented sales manager for the German team.
Okay.
Imloft. So anyone is interested to join the team and to use really cool tools, hit me up.
Okay. So yeah, I'll make sure to put that into the description of the episode,
sure,
like a link to your LinkedIn. And so yeah, looking for this person has to speak German or can speak another.
German will be nice, yes, to speak at this B2C1 level.
Okay, I see. So that would be very interesting, I think, because Gameloft is if you said you don't know about Gameloft,
it's a French company. You should be aware of that. Or...
I think they're French. Now they are everywhere, but it's a really massive company. So yeah,
okay,
cool. So yeah, thank you so much, Arvin, for coming to the show. And we'll keep in touch.
Definitely. Have a nice one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you like what you hear, you can go to b2bsalespodcast.com to subscribe to the newsletter. You will receive the episode in your mailbox every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. And don't forget to follow the episode on Spotify or subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. And finally, if you know someone who could like that episode, feel free to share it.